We have a strong support of both parties in the Senate, Republicans as well as Democrats, and this is a consensus issue. This is about positive things happening for the state of Maryland.
Was there any pushback about having a second special session?
Not really. This is honestly.
Ruining any vacations?
Well, I mean, this is about the work of the state of Maryland. There's nothing more important than the work of the people of the state of Maryland, especially by their elected representatives. This is a full-time job. They're paid a decent salary. And the people who elect us have a right to expect us to be here in spite of any family vacations or any other previous plans.
Senator House go first and take it up to
go. We'll probably both go at the same time.
Do you expect to have a common language and a common bill to act on by the time you walk in?
Yes. We're going to have a similar bill to introduce, and there might be some changes, but minor changes. But the bill that was previously worked upon in the work group is going to be the basis for the bill. The speaker indicated that 98% of that the House members were in accord with,
right.
And I would imagine that would be the basis for. The bill that we're going to introduce.
There was some indication from some members of the House that they wanted to bring other issues into the session as kind of a quid pro quo for their votes.
That's up to the governor and the speaker. I can speak for the Senate, and again, I'm hoping to have a majority of Republicans and Democrats support the bill just as they did in the previous session. In fact, an overwhelming majority, and it'll be a consensus bill designed to create jobs and to create revenues, and again, stem the flow of Maryland dollars from fleeing to Delaware, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. The only people who are really opposed to this bill are the outside interests, the people that represent facilities in other states, and they're the ones funneling money into oppose this bill. There's no internal group within the borders of the state of Maryland actively opposing this bill.
Do you mean Cordish is on board for this?
I think there are benefits in this bill that Mr. Cordish likes very much, including table games. He's going to want this bill very much. And table games add 2,500 jobs to the people of the state of Maryland. 2,500 jobs. There are benefits in here that Mr. Cordish is going to be very happy with.
So you're fairly confident then of the bill passing quickly with the minimum of debate?
You know, I can only speak for the Senate.
Right.
There's going to be some debate. There's going to be some debate in the Senate, but the bill will pass in the Senate fairly quickly. There'll be debate. There'll be amendments offered. We'll hear from various senators, but the arena will be the House of Delegates.
I'm sorry. Are you expecting like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday session, or
perhaps even a Monday?
Perhaps a Monday of next
week. Well, it depends. You know, how much time the House needs to deal with the bill.
Do you think it'll drag on beyond 3 days?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. It can be accomplished in 3 days.
Will there be a pit bull bill?
I hope so.